Our next presenter is Yvonne.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me in my session. My name is Yvonne Dako. My OSM username is Yatu Dako, and I'll be presenting on this topic. A bit about me. I practice as a pharmacist. I don't come from a geography background. My interest in mapping comes from the fact that I am interested in open source technologies and software. So when I was introduced to OpenStreetMap, I naturally became an editor, and I try to contribute as much as I can. I am also a member of the Linux Accra user group, and I also volunteer for Wikimedia Foundation funded projects. So currently I volunteer for English and Tree Wikipedia, Wikidata, and Wikicommons. And fun fact about me, I love animation videos and movies. I have a strong affinity for them. In my country, Ghana, we have had an age-old problem, and probably some other African countries have the same problem. And that is the fact that we have house addresses and street names, but it's quite difficult to navigate to these addresses because they are not digitalized. So for instance, in this image, you see an image of a house address plate which has been put on an electricity pole, probably because when the addresses were done, the building behind was not existent. But then this is not a permanent structure, and it's likely that we are going to lose this address one day along the line. Our governments over the years have tried, for us in Ghana, our governments have tried, for instance, in this picture, you see one building which has three different address numbers because it was done by different governments over the years. And it shows how much important it is to us for us to get a viable house addressing system. But then it's, and how much our governments have tried and have failed and keep trying every single year. So for me as a pharmacist, this is very important, since a very good addressing system and a digitally present addressing system is something that would help us in the area of health to locate locations, to locate patients, to even provide emergency services to our patients. And when I came across this gap in my society as a pharmacist, I was naturally drawn to it. At the end of this presentation, you will understand how I am helping to solve this problem. But to help put you in context, let me start by how my journey began to that point. So, like I said, I got introduced to OpenStreetMap because of my interest in open source technologies. I registered as an OpenStreetMapper way before 2022, but in December 2022, my journey actually kickstarted. This was because OpenStreetMap Ghana organized a contest in December of 2022, and the contest was named Map My Village Contest, and the whole idea was to complete the map with respect to points of interest in your village. I live in Accra, which is the capital of Ghana, and I haven't been to my hometown or my village in forever. So when I heard of this contest, yes, I want to partake, but I realized I couldn't go to my hometown. So then when I checked my vicinity that I lived in then, I realized that, wow, there was a huge gap. There was barely any information about the area, apart from the fact that it had roads in that area. The road network was only existent. So then I decided that, okay, this is an opportunity to fill in information about the real world around me, about the places I know, I go to, I visit, about the points of interest I see every single day around me. So then I took it as my challenge, and then I began mapping that area where I live in. It was a lot of hard work, I must say. My methodology was quite crude. I would wake up in the morning at 6 a.m. and pick up my Android phone with OSM and then going to the streets, street by street, and collect the data as I moved along. And I collected almost everything: house addresses, street names, names of buildings, school locations, names of religious places of worship, speed ramps, football fields, electricity transformer locations, anything you could literally think of, I actually collected. And it was fun. It was the advantage for me was my vicinity is a very vibrant area. And so you would meet people off the streets almost any time of the day. I didn't really have issues with regards to safety. I barely met anybody who put up a resistance against my work. It was down to me wanting to do it and actually doing it. And at the end, I covered about 8.4 miles of ground and more than 800 house addresses. It was fun, a lot of fun. But then I made some learnings as I went along. And some of the learnings I made was the fact that
OSM and is a very powerful tool. It's a bit complex to learn at the beginning because it has a very steep learning curve, but once you've mastered it, it's completely worth it.
The other thing I realized was I had to stand for long before buildings just to get the information on my phone. I didn't have internet access in the field. I had to collect all the information into OSM and then when I go home, I connect to the internet and then do all my uploads. So I had to get the information right, because once I leave the field and I come back home, that was it. There was no way for me to cross-check the information, for me to confirm if whatever I had picked was right. And that for me was a flaw. In terms of mapping buildings and street names, I had to do this remotely from home with either ID editor or with JOSM. But then the most important part for me was the inability to cross-check or quality check my work at the end of the day. So then, at the end of the competition, I didn't end up winning. I probably ended up in third place or fourth place, I think. But then it's really opened up my mind to the possibilities and the opportunities around me in my own space. From then, my brain got thinking, and it has helped me to today. But so, before that, let me just show you some of the images of my before and after. So my area was Madina Zongo. And you can see before, the area literally had just road connections. There was no buildings outlined in the whole area, just the road connections and then the nice green patch of the AstroTurf in the locality. But then after my mapping projects, you can see on the right-hand side, it's now beautifully and densely populated with the outlines of the buildings. You can even see some of the street names. In JOSM, you can see the POI points and the house addresses in blues, and then you see the outlines of the buildings in yellow. It was really a fun project and I enjoyed doing it. From this, I decided to go into my field of pharmacy. So I got the opportunity to go back to school to pursue my Doctor of Pharmacy degree. And in that degree, I had to choose my research thesis. And upon deliberation, I decided why not use my experience from OpenStreetMap in my professional work as a pharmacist. So then I decided to, for my thesis, map pharmacies in a locality in a municipality, sorry, in Accra, Ghana. And with that, be able to develop a very simple methodology that we could use to visualize the locations of pharmacies in our municipality. And I used QGIS. I was introduced to QGIS then, used QGIS to analyze my information. I used merging maps to collect my data in the field. And of course, the merging map form came in the form of like a questionnaire. But then I drew from my learning from my Map My Village project, and I realized that I needed to have a quality assurance check. And that is where the issue of images began. In my research work, I took images of the signages or the storefronts of pharmacies so that I could confirm the latitude and longitude of these pharmacies, even after I had picked them from the location, because the images came with that information. In this slide, you can see some of the storefront images I picked, and it even had information with regards to their phone numbers, their opening and closing hours, which I was collecting as part of my data. So it was more or less like a very good check for me when I go back out of the field and I'm back home and I am putting together my data. I can always cross-check and make sure that the information I picked in the field is actually correct and I haven't made any discrepancies or any errors. At the end of my results was presented in the form of a visualization. So I had series of these kind of visualizations where I visualized the locations of the pharmacies in the municipality, and I visualized in terms of the services that are provided, in terms of the times when they are open, and very basic information, but with regards to information that could help shape policy, be able to look at areas that had pharmacy deserts and can inform policy about where next to locate these pharmacies, areas that had too many pharmacies and which were not conducive for future pharmacy locations. But then, like I said, now the idea of using images was born, and I realized images could really be used very effectively for mapping information. From then on, I also realized that there was that gap. From my Mapping My Village project, I realized the issue of we having addresses but they being physical, and the gap that we don't have these addresses digitalized. And I also realized this when it came to mapping my pharmacies, because I had to pick the addresses of the pharmacies. And in all situations, I realized I had to now pick the address anew because it didn't exist digitally. So then came my idea of closing up that gap and providing a solution for that using OpenStreetMap. So this now comes to my current project that I began running in January of this year. It is a build up of all I have learned from my Map My Village project, from my pharmacy mapping research thesis, and it's aiming to help solve that age-old problem of we having physical addresses and locations but not having them digitalized. So the methodology I developed for this is very simple. All it takes is to take images of the house address plates as they are in front of the buildings. The current government of Ghana has done a readdressing project where almost every house across the country, from the north to the south, the east to the west, has at least one of these plates pasted in front of the building to identify the house number and the street name. So my job is just to go around and collect this information and digitalize it into OpenStreetMap. Once this is done, then any other person who uses any of the navigation softwares that uses OpenStreetMap as its base map can navigate to the location. I realized when I did that for my Map My Village campaign, Bolt operates in Ghana here, and they were able to, you could literally enter just your house number, your street name, and the Bolt driver could come find you exactly where you are, could navigate to you, and that was awesome. So for this project, we used just images. Let me explain a little bit more about the methodology. So once I go to the field, all I need is my smartphone, either an Android smartphone or an iOS smartphone, it doesn't matter. All I also need to have is the ability to activate my location settings on my phone, so that when I go to the field, I just take a picture of the plate, a very close shot of the plate without the surrounding images. In terms of copyrights, the plate is what is public information, not the surrounding imagery. So a very close shot of the plate, no surrounding imagery included. Now, because the location data is on, the images when taken come with the metadata, which includes the latitude and longitude of where the image was taken, and even the direction in which the person taking the image was facing. So once this is done, then at the end of the day, you can just come back home, sit behind your PC, upload the images onto Wikimedia Commons. Wikimedia Commons is a Wikimedia Foundation funded project where we upload information in the form of videos, audio, and images. Yes. So these pictures, because they are public information, then at home I end up uploading them onto Wikimedia Commons. Wikimedia Commons also, I must mention, runs under the Creative Commons 4.0, CC 4.0 license, meaning that the images are open licensed images. They are reusable and they are open to the public without any copyright hindrances. So once this is done, now I realize that in JOSM, I can then have access to these images, not just as images anymore, but on OpenStreetMap as a base map, I can have the images plotted for me, because using the images in this area feature, the latitude and longitude of the images, the metadata of the images comes along with it. So JOSM is able to plot the images on OpenStreetMap, which is the base map. And once this is done, I can now sit and now digitalize the information. So open an image and then open an OpenStreetMap form and then fill in the house number and the street name for that building. It becomes a point of interest on the map. So that is literally what I do. And this process, I realize, is far, far, far better. I don't have to spend a lot of time in the field. I literally just take a quick picture, ensure that it's clear enough for anybody to see. I also do not need internet access for that. I just need my camera app. When I am approached by others, I literally just show, usually I explain to people when I am taking a picture in front of the house that I am taking the picture for mapping processes, and I just show them the image and how I'm taking the image. And then when I'm done, I show them the image after, and they realize this is literally harmless. So because you literally can't tell which building the plate is on, because it's just a close-up of the plate. And then come back home and then do everything else remotely. But then with the added advantage of being able to actually know if I am entering the information right with no errors. And this for me is also an advantage, because it's a sweet merge between Wikimedia Commons, which exists as a database for images, and OpenStreetMap. That merge has always existed, but for me, as a Wikimedian and as an OpenStreetMap contributor, it is a very good opportunity to merge both. So currently, we've done for a couple of communities. So far, I still talk about this topic anywhere I go because it's so passionate for me. I really hope that one day we could close that gap and we could have all our addresses digitalized, and gradually it would help solve the problem of locating places. So what are the take-home messages from me to you? OpenStreetMap really contributes to fixing societal issues. I know for you who have been OpenStreetMap editors for years, you know this information. But for us who are not and came into OpenStreetMap from other platforms or other backgrounds, if you really want to help solve societal issues, then you should be looking at contributing to OpenStreetMaps. And using images for mapping is easy, is effective, and it's actually a good way to go. So just in case you are thinking of the next project to do, probably you could replicate this in your part of the world where you are. Here are some of my OSM wikis that I refer to. So the second and third one refers to photo mapping and mapping techniques, but the first one is the wiki for my project, the Ghana House Addressing Mapping Project. And how can you reach me? You can reach me on these various platforms. You can reach me by email. And these are my usernames on OSM, Wikipedia. You can also reach me via Telegram. At this point, I would bring my presentation to an end. Thank you so much for staying with me throughout. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I hope it was informative and you learned something new. And at this point, I'll leave the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you for joining in. I have a few questions for you here. And let's go into them. Question number one says, what would you say to inspire other people to get involved in the OpenStreetMap, especially for their local areas?
So I think my whole story, as from my background as a pharmacist, is an inspiration on its own. You don't have to have, don't expect to have any special skill. Learn the basics of OpenStreetMap. Look for things around you in your neighborhood which are missing in the maps, and then just fill them in. And gradually you can grow up your projects in that form. And that's exactly what I did.
Thank you so much for your response to that question. We have another question here which says, are Ghana addresses easy to understand logically?
If I heard you correctly, did the question say, are Ghana addresses easy to understand logically?
Yes.
Okay. So the Ghana addresses, our addresses currently are in two forms. We still go by the house numbers and street names, which you find anywhere else in the world, as in other countries. But then we currently also use the Ghana Post GPS, which was an initiative developed by the government. But then in terms of logical understanding, with the street names and the house numbers, they are quite easy to understand. It's just a house number and a street name. And that is what I document when I do my project for the Ghana addressing system, the house number and the street name.
Thank you, Yvonne, and have a lovely one.
Thank you, too.